We're glad you came in.
Thank you very much.
And so we need you to speak your name and then spell your name.
Okay. My name is Robin H. Walls, Robin H. Walls. I'm here for the Walls family and the Chastains.
Okay. So she's going to scan this document, and then we're going to ask you some questions about this.
Okay.
And
I'm just like, I won't reach over you.
That's okay. I'm going to just angle that so it's a little.
This is the Corn family, and it is my husband's grandmother and great grandmother. There's Mary Cornwalls, Charity Elizabeth Lloyd Corn, Ellen Corn Thomas, Richard Luther Corn. And Charity, the lady that's seated on the edge there, her father was in the Cherokee Legion. His name was George W. Lloyd. He's buried at Mount Zion Cemetery.
Oh, wow.
And the photo was taken somewhere in the Mill Creek area.
Whose home is that? Do you know?
I believe it's the Corn, or the Lloyd.
Lloyd. Okay.
Home.
Okay, and where was it located exactly? The
Mill Creek,
okay. Do you know if they had close neighbors by there?
I have no
any
idea.
Any of the other family or anything?
I have no idea.
That's so cool.
And you said it was roughly 1950s?
No, this photo is early.
Oh, okay.
This is early 1900s,
oh, okay.
I would say.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So she was backwards. Okay.
Okay, let me see. What a beautiful picture.
Isn't that? That's my favorite of everyone we have. That's
my
favorite.
I love that.
And we still live on the land where this photo was taken, so it's even more special.
Oh, really? Okay, so tell me who these people are.
This is Lee W. Walls,
uh-huh,
and Mary Corn Walls.
Okay.
Okay, this is the 1950s.
Yes.
Picture. Okay.
And it was taken on the Hiawassee River.
Oh, okay. And is that his pickup truck there?
Yes.
That is so cool. Do you have any idea how old they were in this picture? Or?
I would say 70s, late 70s.
And do you have any idea when it was done?
The photo? Uh-huh. 1950s.
I'm just going to look quickly at the back of it. I'll let you do it. Yeah, you've got a glove on. I was just going to see if anything was noted back there. No, just that it was probably a professional photographer because it's got his inventory marks on the back.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to?
He was an interesting man. He never had his driver's license, but he would drive that truck up and down the river, the Hiawassee River. And from what my husband told me, he always carried a wad of cash in his front of his overalls there, and a pistol, and a little bottle of liquor in his back pocket.
Oh, yeah. Now, where did they live?
A Hiawassee River.
I mean, but is there a...
We live right there, almost at the corner of Owl Creek and 76 right there.
Oh, okay.
That's still all family land right there.
That's wonderful. And he was a farmer?
Yes.
Okay.
And he only worked one real job his whole life. But, I mean, he was able to buy all that land and, you know, pass it on. And he was a very interesting man.
Quite
I wish I'd known him.
Quite a legacy.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. Well,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. And this is the last photograph. These are my parents-in-law.
Oh, wow. I'm just going to scooch that over just a little bit. Just make sure I get it all in there. Okay. And so tell me who these are.
Furman Walls, F-E-R-M-A-N.
And what was her name?
Reba Chastain Walls.
Okay. was
1980s.
I'm going to look at the back real quick. There's no marks on the back of it, but it was, looked like a studio one, or maybe even a church photo. Yeah,
I forgot one more photo.
No.
Was Jay Chastain, the sheriff, that was.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. So now, where did they live in that same area?
Yes, they lived
Hiawassee River.
Okay. And Furman, he worked at Lockheed Martin. And Reba, she was a nurse at one of the first nurses at Chateauga Regional.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I was fortunate enough to know Reba, but Furman died before I met Curtis.
Oh.
But she was a wonderful lady, very sweet, sweet lady.
Yeah.
And you said one of the first nurses at
Chateauga Regional.
Okay.
Was she an RN or?
Yes.
Yeah. There weren't a lot of those around here in that time.
Right.
Because you had to go away somewhere to go to school.
Right, right. And her kids, well, my husband, he's a paramedic. And then his daughter is an RN and his son is a paramedic as well.
Oh,
so they all followed, you know, into the medicine
field.
That's
wonderful. Do you know what he did at Lockheed Martin?
Worked on airplanes. That's all I know.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you. I'll let you pick that up and put it back.
Yeah, I'm still writing.
This one
I didn't
fill a sheet out on that.
Oh, okay. So there's no sheet on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just going to pull this out. That is a great picture.
Isn't it?
And so obviously he was
in the Army at the time.
Yeah. And
I would say it was 1950s.
Yeah. Great uniform. Yeah. And Reba looks so young.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And then other than that, I have a bunch of old postcards. Hiawassee, I didn't know if y'all wanted these or not, but Tyler said yeah, so I brought them in.
Yeah.
And also, I've got some old checks from the Bank of Hiawassee and Young Harris, and a prescription stuff for liquor back during the Prohibition.
Oh, wow. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing I brought.
And this is a, yeah. It says, the date on the back of this is September 1960. So, and that's the hospital. That's the original hospital. It was actually called the Lee Harp Memorial Hospital originally in Hiawassee. And this is where Reba worked?
It was already turned to Chateauga, I believe, at the time when she started working there.
Okay. And I'm just going to move that out of the line of the scanner, so it we'll get one at a time. Okay, tell me about this.
It's my husband said that it's a local Hounds County prescription card during the Prohibition when they would actually have to write prescriptions out to get liquor.
That is so cool.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about
right.
it, I mean,
well, they do that with
yeah.
medical marijuana
uh-huh.
now, so.
So.
Huh. Wow, that is amazing. But they did use alcohol as medicine
mm-hmm.
for a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow.
Bell Mountain.
Oh wow. And that's it has something on the back, so we'll probably scan both sides of it if it's okay.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and it just tell who it's to there. That'll be
Miss.
Is it Bessie Hyatt or?
It's definitely Hyatt.
Yeah, I can.
Fanny or Tammy?
It is Fanny, I believe.
Fanny
B. Hyatt, Lexington, North Carolina. Wow. And it's postmarked 1910
oh.
from Twine, T-W-I-N-E, North Carolina. That is so cool. And it's from Emery Birch.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. Jenny B. Hyatt.
H-Y-A-T-T.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm gonna take... Oh, wow, this is a postcard from Hiawassee. And it's to Master Lee Browning in San Diego, California.
Oh.
And it's postmarked 1943. And it's signed Aunt, with love, Aunt Vera. And it has a 1 cent postage stamp on it.
Oh.
How cool. Put the date on this one since
we're
yeah,
I was going to say, I might need to just double check.
And I'll take the back of that
yeah.
one also.
Okay.
And it'll have that information
okay.
on it. How incredibly cool. These are great things
mm-hmm.
that you brought.
He has so much more. And I was telling them about them, just trying to get him to look through it with
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you even took the time to
well,
look
you know,
it.
I told them,
yeah.
I said, I'm not going to let your family not be represented.
And spending the time to tell us about it is fabulous.
Right.
We really appreciate that. Because you never know, you know, who will benefit
right.
from
right,
it.
Right, right.
And their
great grandchildren, you know, might
mm-hmm.
come looking someday.
Well, they're actually going to try to use some of these things in some of the curriculum for the school.
They're oh,
actually,
that's wonderful.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes, if you be sure after you finish in here, if you walk out, there is a map where you can, like, look at different places in Towns County, and if you like know of any like unknown like names that should be on the map,
okay.
Like, and there's a wall where you can look and see if you can identify like people who we were not able to recognize. So you might be able to like look and see if you can recognize
great,
someone.
Great.
So,
and where's that at?
Just I can show you after you're
okay.
done.
Okay. Thank
so.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But and if you want to, you know, kind of show where maybe the home place was
mm-hmm.
and that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing, you know, on the
uh-huh.
map,
right,
that would
right.
be wonderful. Yeah. Okay, and this is Bake of Hiawassee checkbook. And do we know whose checkbook that was?
I have no idea. No.
It's interesting because
mm-hmm.
I've got one from Young Harris as well.
Because it was obviously. They had to write all that in,
right.
you know, because there was a, it didn't identify the account holder, which is really interesting for a bank book. But I don't think I've ever seen a check from the bank of Young
mm-hmm.
Harris.
Well, I guess that's it.
Well, is there anything else you would like to share about?
I wish I knew more than I did, but.
Well, tell us your husband's name
yeah.
since you said things were his documents.
Mm-hmm.
And
Curtis Dwayne Walls, Curtis Dwayne Walls, Walls.
Okay. And
he's
I'll,
a paramedic.
And I'll be nosy. What year was he born?
1964.
Okay. And. His mom and dad were
Furman
and
Reba.
Okay.
Correct. And the gentleman right there, that was his grandfather, his paternal grandfather
okay.
and grandmother.
That's wonderful. Tracy, can you think of anything else?
No, I think that will be it. Let me just turn the microphone off.
But Robin, thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, we really appreciate you bringing all that in. Those are treasures for sure.